T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The chairman of the House Intelligence, Foreign Affairs, and Oversight Committees say they will issue a subpoena to President Trump's ambassador to the European Union after he didn't show up for a deposition in the impeachment inquiry today.
CBS News correspondent Bill Rakoff joins us from Washington. Bill, why was Ambassador Gordon Sondland a no-show today?
Well, it came at the request of the State Department and the order of the White House. Sondland himself said he would voluntarily testify without a subpoena, but as of around 12:30 this morning, he is reported to have gotten a phone call from the administration saying you're not going to be allowed to testify. He said he was disappointed about that and said he stands ready to testify as soon as he's cleared. Those on Capitol Hill were also disappointed on both sides of party lines. Democrats say that it's just another attempt by the administration to disrupt and obstruct Congress. Republicans, on the other hand, say they wanted to have a shot to talk to Sondland because they say the entire story isn't being told here. The Democrats with an agenda are withholding significant parts of testimony and exhibits.
Bill, why is Sondland such a key figure as far as Democrats are concerned?
Well, Sondland is one of these key players who apparently had text messages back and forth with people surrounding this request by the Trump administration to ostensibly look into a former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. What Sondland had said in a series of text messages to others was there was no quid pro quo here, and so you shouldn't suggest that aid for Ukraine or a visit to the White House isn't being held up in exchange for this investigation by Ukraine. So lawmakers on both sides, like I said, wanted to get to Sondland to talk to him about these text messages, to talk to him about whatever else he needed to know. And hopefully, you know, Democrats say it would have advanced their agenda down the line. Republicans say it probably would have helped, clear the White House even farther with their questions.
There was a quick response from the Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff today. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's right. Adam Schiff was not happy about this, saying that they only got about 90 minutes notice, saying that his lawmakers on his committee and the others had flown in overnight from all around the country. Or remember, Congress is on recess right now, so it inconvenienced them to come in here for nothing, and said, you know, if he wasn't going to testify, they should have let him know sooner. And so they thought, not only is this a power play, but it's a little bit of political play as well by the White House here. Schiff said, as you pointed out in you're open, Michael and Scott, that if they have to, they'll go the subpoena route, though they say they're disappointed that Sondland, who had volunteered to come, was being held back.
And also today, Bill, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham is inviting Rudy Giuliani to testify.
Yeah, he says in light of what Mr. Giuliani has been saying about the whole business with Ukraine and his involvement in it, Graham says, by the way, Graham believes that there was nothing untoward here and that there's nothing to see here, but he'd love to get Rudy Giuliani in front of his Senate Judiciary Committee to talk about his involvement in all of this. It was a sentiment that was echoed by Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer, who said he would love to see Giuliani in front of that committee. As for the former mayor himself, Mr. Giuliani says, well, it's an interesting request. I'll have to check to see if I'm covered by executive privilege or not. Stay tuned.
Bill, thank you. CBS News correspondent Bill Rakoff in Washington.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.